Welcome everybody to Bulletproof Faith. We're here to equip you so that you can equip your kids with Christian worldview and apologetics. Joel and Jordan talking this morning, and we are continuing our series on the age of the earth. And we'll get started with a quick disclaimer. Like we've said before, this is a very important issue, but not necessarily one to divide over. It's not necessarily one to break Christian fellowship over. However, I think it is important, though. So we've been talking about the age of the earth, why it's important. We've been looking at different evidences that exist. When I say evidences, I'm talking about things that we can observe in our world outside of the Bible, right, Jordan? Because I'm just talking about, like, what sort of evidence can you look around and see, and what sort of things exist? Because we all know on a face value what the Bible seems to be teaching, right? But today I'm going to go over just some questions and answers, because a couple of these questions is why this got kicked off. I was having a conversation with a friend who had some of these questions. So I thought, hey, this is a good topic. Let's tackle it. So the first question, did God really create the earth in 7 days? What say ye, Jordan?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just because, like, the answer is going to be, it's because that's what the Word of God suggests. So that's what I'm going to go with.
Of course.
Yeah.
And that's, so as you saw, that's the very first bullet point that I wrote, is like, that just seems to be what the text is communicating to me. And of course, that's the most important thing. That's what I'm going to ground myself in. But aside from that, I think there's actual evidence. Now, I'm going to tell you guys right now, everybody listening, I'm going to totally bungle this. So you're going to have to go and look on your own, whatever.
Did you say bungle?
Yes. Is that the right word? I mean, I'm gonna mess this up.
I think you just made that word up.
I bungled it.
Okay. I mean, it sounds good.
I'm telling you, I'm going to mess this up. Okay. This is not going to sound scientific. And also, I'm going from memory here. I didn't write this down. I didn't take notes. But there's a theory on the seven-day creation versus, you know, old Earth model. And it's basically saying both can be right. Now, let me just first say, Jordan and I don't subscribe to this theory. Right. But it's interesting in that it proves the possibility that both could possibly be feasible, like, if at the same time. And so I actually watched a little episode on a YouTube channel called Infographics. We have actually talked about this on the podcast before, because they did a thing on the resurrection of Jesus, where this is a secular YouTube channel, and they basically looked at all the evidence and did this, like, 30-minute video or something like that, where they were like, hey, it looks like this really happened, or, like, we can't disprove it.
You know,
so it's pretty neat. But anyway, it's not a Christian channel, but they do talk about some of these topics, right? And so this was one of them, and they talked about, could the earth really have been created in 7 days? Versus, like, there's some evidence out there that makes it look older than that. And so it's kind of in the vein of, with God, a day is like 1,000 years, that type of idea. And so they present this physics principle where the faster you're moving, the slower time goes. So, and they're talking about, like, if you've seen the movies where they talk about, you know, I got sucked into a black hole or whatever, and I come back and I'm like 3 days older, but the world is like 10 years older or whatever. It's that kind of theory. So the faster you're moving. And so it's basically like, okay, if there was a force that was outside of our universe that was moving at that sort of speed, then it could have been a long time here on Earth for things to be created, but from God's point of view, it was seven literal days, because that's the speed that he was moving. That
makes sense.
Now, again, I don't subscribe to that theory. I think the Bible's just teaching us seven literal days. But it's something interesting, though. Mm-hmm. It's just a thought-provoking kind of thing. But when you're talking about, did God really create the earth in 7 days? One other point, and this is for believers that might question this, right? If you say, hey, I'm unsure about the first 11 chapters of Genesis, right? And but the rest of it, or, you know, I completely agree with the New Testament or whatever. You, like, you know, these believers that would say, like, yeah, I don't know about the first couple chapters of Genesis, but I would hold to Jesus and his life and his miracles and death and resurrection. Okay, think about his miracles. Did he perform those in a slow progression? Was Jesus required to do this over, like, small stages over years and years? Or did he just heal the blind man instantly?
Yeah.
Did he turn the water into wine instantly?
Yeah.
Did he rise from the dead? Did it take him millions of years and we're confused about that? Or boom, did it just happen?
That's right.
Right, so of course, we've got New Testament proof that God can do whatever he wants, and he can do it in an instant.
Yeah.
So why would we have trouble believing that he could create the world in 7 days wanted to?
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, Jesus spoke and the sea was still. And in Genesis 1, he spoke and it came into existence.
Yeah.
All right, so I think a combination of just thinking about that, and thinking about maybe some of the other evidences that we presented, but of course God could create the world in 7 days if that's what he wanted to do.
Yeah.
So just something to think about, and I realize that may not be the very best answer on that, but I would just think about, like, man, are you submitted to the Word of God and what it says? All right, so next question, and this is the one that really sparked everything off here, okay? If the world is young, like the Bible teaches, and God created in seven literal days, like the Bible teaches, then why would God create the earth to look old? Why would it have the appearance of old?
Mm.
Because, you know, you look at out of rock formations and things like that, and the scientists say, like, you know, this is way older than what you would think based on the Bible. So if it's young, why would he create it appearing old? Well, many of the formulas and the evidences that we use today that make people think it's old are faulty. We just talked about that a couple episodes ago. But even so, this question is easily answered. Easily answered. God created humans on the sixth day. When he created them, he had to put them in an environment that would support them.
Yeah.
Right? The processes that happen in the earth and the way that it works, they take some time. And so if they were all at step one along with the humans, then the environment wouldn't work. It wouldn't work to say, okay, go, soil, start forming now. You know what I'm saying? Like, there had to have already been there. But we know how soil gets formed, and it takes a long time.
Hmm.
But God put humans on a planet where he had already created some soil. He started in the middle of the cycle already. If we just went back to the very start of every single earth process, and you go back to step one, then the earth wouldn't have been suitable for humans or life to actually live on. So basically, it works like this for all processes on the earth, like the water cycle, pollination, photosynthesis, erosion, all of them. you couldn't start them right at the first stage across the whole world. It just wouldn't be suitable for you to live in. And if you need help thinking about it, here's like the simplest example. Plant growth. We know that God put them in the Garden of Eden. Did he start every plant from seed? Mm. No. Then they wouldn't have had any food. They would have died.
Yeah.
So, of course, some plants were made already mature for them. So there were trees that were created that were already mature, or they, quote unquote, look old. They appear old. I mean, by the way, he created Adam and Eve as mature also, right? He didn't put them in the garden to tend it there as a newborn infant. So, long story short, the answer to that question is, it's the only way to do it. I mean, it's the only way that it works for people to live. So I do realize that if you haven't really like taken the time to think about it, that can be a confusing question. But honestly, it's one of the more simple answers that there is.
Yeah, I think when you put God in his rightful place as God, and that he is the creator of everything that we know, and there's no bounds that holds him.
Sure.
I mean, kind of like what you're insinuating here, it's a fairly easy, I mean, it's an easy concept for us as believers in the God Almighty. I mean, it's just not a far-reaching concept.
No. But at the same time, like, you know, if you're questioning, I get where, like, this,
yeah, sure,
this the logic of this might come up in your mind, but that one's a pretty simple one.
Yeah, well, and, you know, someone that's struggling with the whole idea in general.
Yeah.
I mean, you could certainly see it. Like, of course, I mean, you know, if you're struggling with the whole concept in general, that's a whole another conversation.
It is, and this type of discussion probably not going to help. Like, you know, we're looking at heart change rather than just being convinced.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, it's good for us to have answers.
Absolutely.
And a fuller understanding of what we see and what's taught in the Word.
You never know how a seed can be planted.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, there could be somebody who they are tripped up over that one question.
That's
and
right.
They go, hey, all this scientific evidence makes it look like the Earth is older than you guys say it is. And you give them one simple answer and they're like, oh, that doesn't
seed
make
sense.
Seed
could be planted. You don't even know.
Yeah.
Yep, that's right.
Seed could be planted or it could be mature.
Ooh. Really good.
That's terrible. I'm sorry.
No, that was solid.
All right. So the next one. Because that's a legitimate question.
Sure.
So
yeah.
What about dinosaurs and fossils? Mm. Because, you know, you've got everybody telling us these are old and these fossils are really old. Okay. So what we've said before, first of all, there's lots of assumptions in that. Go back and listen to the last couple of episodes.
Yeah.
There's lots of changing the math. But all in all, I think dinosaurs are not that old. So, go back and listen to... Okay, first, go back and listen to the last couple of episodes that we've done in this series, The Age of the Earth. We talk about soft tissue that's found in dinosaur bones and things like that. So, there's different proofs, even in the scientific community these days. But also, go back and listen to our episode on dinosaurs specifically. And that answers a lot of questions. So it was back from episode 39, and it was from October of 2022. It was called Are Dinosaurs in the Bible?
Long time ago.
Can you believe it's been that long ago?
Long time ago.
But yeah, go back and listen to that one. We go back and talk about dinosaurs and their age and history and all sorts of stuff. All right, so last question here. The God of the Gaps. And so... this is someone who would say, hey, when you tell me that there's a lot of unknowns or whatever, aren't you just using a quote-unquote God of the Gaps argument? I mean, that's just a God of the Gaps argument. Basically, they're saying that what you do is you go, okay, anytime there's something that's not understood, you just fill that hole with God. Well, God can do anything. Okay? So that's the... the question here is, aren't you just using a God of the Gaps theory?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, honestly, that's kind of a misnomer anyway. That's kind of a fallacy. It's more like, instead of, hey, we're just putting God in the gap, it's more like every experiment ever done shows that natural processes can't create life on their own. But we've actually seen intelligent processes create and produce things with incredible amounts of complex information. Therefore, that seems like the most likely scenario. You see how that's way different than, you know, you're just using God of the gaps. Mm. But truly, in my opinion, the deniers are the ones that are operating in a gap theory. But it's just a science of the gaps rather than God of the gaps.
Yeah.
So, for example, the collagen in dinosaur bones. I mean, we talked about that. Nobody anywhere thinks that collagen could last for millions of years. And we can do a lot of studies on collagen right now. Mm. Nobody thinks that it could last that long. And so when you see it in a dinosaur bone, you have to go, okay, these bones can't be as old as we think, right?
That would be a logical question to ask.
You would
think. Yeah.
But they do the opposite.
Yeah.
Their conclusion is, well, collagen must be able to last a lot longer than we thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. How? Well, no idea, but that's the only acceptable explanation.
Worldview.
Yes, yes. That's you have only. A presupposed worldview.
That's correct.
And your answer has to fit it.
That's correct.
Yeah. Yeah. But they would say you're forcing God into the answer when you're using this God of the gaps. Mm-hmm. And I say you're forcing science into the answer.
I'll stick with God.
That's a science of the gaps argument.
Exactly. Right, right.
So, yeah. Sure. If you want to say that I subscribe to the God of the Gaps theory, fine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever. I'm totally okay. I'm very comfortable, Jordan, saying, hey, man, there's some gaps in our scientific understanding of things.
No, sure.
And a divine creator, a maker, fills those gaps and makes sense for it.
Yeah.
I'm totally comfortable with that.
Yeah.
I don't have any problem with it.
Yeah. It's kind of like the whole it's the whole scenario of, you know, there's the sick person that, you know, we as Christians would pray for said sick person. That sick person they're not going to last long. Well, a miracle happens and all of a sudden the cancer's gone. An atheist would say, oh, the doctor's made a mistake. The Christian would say, it's a miracle.
Yeah.
Look what God did.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same.
There was some anomaly on the scan that showed cancer.
But there's an explanation here.
They never really had it.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's right.
Now, to be fair, I do think that does happen.
Yeah, like, sure, it does happen.
Because doctors are humans.
Absolutely.
You know,
it happens.
But like,
man, you best bet miracles happen too.
Yeah,
they
absolutely.
Still happen every day.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so that's it for this episode. It's a short one, but just wanted to give you guys some very quick and just simple, easily repeatable answers for some of these questions. All right, so join us next time. We'll continue in the age of the earth.